Hi, I'm Nez, and you're listening to Sure of Myself.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Why are you acting like this is your podcast?
It's my podcast. I took over.
You can't even afford a podcast right now.
They cost money?
No, they're significantly cheap.
How much are they?
Like, $0.
Ew. I mean...
Yeah.
Arnez?
What?
Cheating is a choice.
How the... Okay. Hey, hold up. You're right. I don't know why I was about to debunk your theory. You're right. Cheating is a choice. What the fuck?
Again, we're going to jump straight in.
You're so stupid.
You've been wanting to talk about cheating for such a long time, and I'm going to debunk your feelings against it. There's nothing wrong with it, in my opinion.
Okay, there is. Though
you don't have to be committed to anybody, you're not by any law book. When you're dating somebody, you don't have to do anything. And I know if anybody else hears this, they're gonna think I'm stupid, but
I think so. Like, so if you're with a girl, you're okay with her cheating on you with other dudes?
I don't care because
you do care.
It's
okay if it's the girl that you like. I'm not going to mention her name. But if it's her, if she cheat on you, you would feel devastated. Oh. You would hate yourself.
Yeah, probably. I contemplate whether I want to... No, I'm just joking. I wouldn't contemplate anything, but still.
Like, you would hate yourself.
Of course it's going to be different because I actually
exactly.
like her.
So but
that's it's different with girls that I don't really care about.
With them if you don't care about
that
them.
Sounds disgusting. It's not that relationship. Well, they think it is. But because I make it out to be, but I don't have the
then
same.
Then why
feelings.
Do you lead them on like that, then?
Because I'm an asshole.
Okay, we know that.
Oh, I mean, I came on here to not lie.
You just said I'm on here to not lie. LMAO, like it's like a like it's an interview.
It is an interview. It is. It's an interview with Whatever. Yourself.
But you said you didn't know it much about the, well, the reason why I wanted to do this is because of the Tristan and Jordan situation. I told you a little bit about it, though.
You try to tell me about it, but it's just stupid, dude.
Well, yeah.
Celebrity drama is stupid, and I don't know why people in the public keep up with it.
Because it's entertainment. It's fun. It's like somebody...
No, it's not. How is other people's problems fun?
The same. It's just... fun to see other people's misery because it's yeah.
So you just like other people in pain and not,
I mean, like,
no, that's not how it should work.
Okay, here's the argument that some people go for. Some people say Khloé deserved it because of how she is, and some people are like, nobody deserves to be treated or cheated on like that. But Tristan cheated once before. And she took him back. And she thought he wasn't going to do it again. And no, but like, here's the kicker, though. Tristan cheated on Khloé while she was pregnant, right? But why did Khloé take...
Oh, my God.
But Khloé took Tristan away from his pregnant ex-girlfriend. So it's like the same thing happened to her. Like, what did she expect?
A change, I guess? I don't know. It's not, nobody's gonna
like,
change.
Once a hoe, always a hoe. Like some, like I've never Basically, met somebody dude. Who's like used to be a hoe. Like,
sorry, I just got in here.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What are y'all talking?
Who's Alyssa?
Okay,
we're talking about how cheating.
Okay,
is okay.
We're talking about the Jordan and Tristan type of thing, the Jordan and Tristan scandal, okay. And I was just talking about how
dude.
I don't know what Khloé thought because he cheated once before while she was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and. Khloé took Tristan away from his pregnant ex-girlfriend. So what did she expect? Change? Like, once a hoe, always a hoe.
Right.
I mean, it's their decision.
And I guess most people aren't really mad about Khloé because she really, she blamed Jordan for her family being broken up when it was Tristan's fault because he's a grown-ass man sticking his dick. Well, he didn't fuck Jordan, he just kissed her. But still, that's not the point. The point is, he cheated.
She tweeted about it and said that she wasn't blaming Jordan, that she just said
yeah, that. That was like after the backlash, though. I bet you, if, like, it's like there was no yeah. backlash. She wouldn't say anything.
That's true.
I don't see why people would care about this, though. It's pointless to talk about celebrities' problems. It's stupid.
That's what people are interested in.
The whole family is pointless. I don't know why they have money.
We all know how they. Why
I don't
they
know why money. They're famous.
Kim started them off.
Well, obviously, yeah, like exactly, but it's all because
I mean
it's bullshit, dude.
Kendall has a successful modeling career. Kylie has makeup. Courtney, we don't know what she's doing, and Chloe.
Who the hell is Courtney?
Courtney, oh my god, she.
Dude, this is how, like, not kept up I am with this family. Courtney's I don't care. This is how it should be. You know? It doesn't matter.
I don't know what Courtney does, but Courtney's, like, the most relatable sister out of everybody. Like, yeah. I only say that because, like, there was this video of Kim crying over her earring that she lost in the ocean. Y'all remember that video? And then Courtney's just like, Kim, there are people dying.
Isn't that Kim girl the girl that got famous over something?
Yeah, Ray J.
Ray J.
Yeah, Ray J.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
I'm telling you, bro. Some people don't deserve this, like, what they have.
Do you think Chloe's gonna go back to Tristan again?
I think so. Probably. Like, I feel like Jordan's trying to test the waters to get out of the relationship, and Chloe's like, no, you're fine. Like,
oh, okay, on her table talk thing, you know how she said it was just a kiss or whatever? And then, like, I saw, like, Jeffree Star was all like, she's fucking lying. They've been hooking up for, like, a month or some shit. And I was like,
oh, my God, really?
Yeah, Jeffree Star, like, called her out and said that she was bullshitting the whole thing and that everyone knows that they've been hooking up for a month.
Stop it!
And I was like, ooh.
Well, they were, and also apparently they, Chloe and Tristan weren't together at all.
Oh, for real?
But people are still mad because Jordan broke "quote unquote" girl code. Yes,
Jordan's a girl.
Yeah, oh. Jordan was with Kylie's ex best friend.
And who the hell is Tristan?
Chloe's baby an NBA dad. Player.
I mean, I don't know what she expects from an NBA player.
I thought Kylie was with Travis Scott.
Chloe's with Tristan, or was with Tristan.
You're talking about Chloe.
Are you confused?
What is... Yes, because like, I'm doing it. I don't know anything about this the whole
Jordan,
thing. I don't
Jordan
know.
Is a girl.
Not familiar. Jordan is the girl that's getting cheated on?
Chloe's getting cheated on.
Jordan is what?
Kylie's best friend.
Ex-best
Kylie's
friend.
Kylie's best friend.
Since they were little
ex-best
kids.
Ex-best friend. They've been dating since they were little. Friends.
Tristan is the NBA player who
NBA
has a baby
player.
With Chloe, and they were together.
Has a baby with Chloe.
Mm-hmm. And then Tristan kissed Jordan. Yeah. Okay, so now you're up to speed. It took you a minute.
I don't understand why everybody's tripping about something.
See,
that happens
that's
every
the
day.
Thing. Somebody said if they were regular people, nobody would care that they're cheating. But since they're famous, it's like, you know, I guess they're held to a higher standard where they shouldn't cheat. And once they do it, like if they do something that's human, like cheating or stealing or fighting, it's like, oh my god, they're doing that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't understand why, though. People need to get...
I don't understand. Why did Tristan cheat? Like, you would think once he publicly got shamed for it when he got with Chloe, that he would, like, be like, okay, maybe not going... Well, I mean, that's not always 100% true. But at least be more sneaky about his cheating. But no. It's like he wanted to get caught. Like, he kissed Jordan in front of people. Like so because he wanted to get caught. Because he don't want... Because he doesn't want Chloe anymore. And Chloe doesn't realize that.
Yeah. I don't think he really cares about the relationship.
Yeah, I think he just did it for clout. And now he's like, dang, I got to end with this bitch. And
I know.
Still, it shouldn't matter. That's I've been saying this the whole time, and I'm still going to say it again.
Goes through a cheater's mind to cheat. Like, you've cheated. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop that out there. But like, it's in your past. It's not who you are now.
I mean,
so like, yeah, what was going through your head it's when not. You like did your thing?
Because, bro, you're not. Because me and the girl, like, we didn't even, we were just messing around.
What, so was it, like, serious? She,
like, took it too far. No, I mean, not really, but in her mind it was.
You gotta, like, let these people know it's not that serious.
Yeah.
I do, I hint at it. I'm
you,
like,
you
bro.
You can't just
like,
hint. Dude, you have to be direct with girls. Because, girl, yeah, you have to be direct. You just can't insinuate.
Yeah. I mean, I try to, but nobody... I feel like they don't want
to. You have to write it down message. And like shove it in their face or something. Like,
I was talking to two girls. Well, I was talking to one girl. Well, I was talking to three girls.
Oh my god! I feel guilty.
And two found out about each other.
Just talking to somebody else, like flirtatious wise, and you just out here just out of pocket just. Slanging.
I don't care because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, bro.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? Slang? I didn't do anything. We didn't. It wasn't like that. We were just talking. And then, but with one girl, something did happen. And then the main girl, well, I didn't want to call her the main girl because it doesn't matter. The main girl got mad because, like, bro, why are you talking to other girls? Why are you talking to me? Because, like, and I said, bro, we're just friends. And she just stopped talking to me after that. After I called
See,
her
you
a
gotta
friend.
Be more direct with people. Well, and like set ground rules, I feel like. Because just, well, yeah.
I said we were friends.
You say you were just talking. Some people think just talking means you're exclusive and you're only talking to each other. Some people think that.
Right.
Nobody talks to one person.
Some people do
Nobody
during the talking stage. That's what I'm saying. Some.
To one person.
Some people do that during the talking stage, and other people are like. Okay, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to somebody else to see who I want to be with. I'm testing the waters. But
there's talking, and then there's talking to potentially start a relationship. I was talking, so nobody just, you know what I'm saying? Nobody just talks to one person.
I kind of understand what you're talking about, actually. Like, you know who's
so
about
I can do what I want, because like, I'm not entertaining.
You flirt with them or nothing?
Like, no. I mean... One or two, maybe.
Yeah.
Here and there. But not like that. But I just complimented to them and stuff like that.
So when you meet somebody and you like them, how long does the talking stage last?
For me? Before like, or like now? Because like, I feel like I've changed like, mentally.
Is the talking stage the like, is it like a week, 2 weeks, a month before you start developing like, okay, we're going to be exclusive. We're going to start dating. Like
me? I'm going to let you know right now. Like, it's just, I don't want to waste my time.
So you're
so like that. Yeah, but like, no, listen. I don't want, I'm not like that anymore. Because like, it's just, it's stupid. I'm not going to waste my time wasting someone else's time, you know? Because we're not going to stay together. I don't know. No, right now I'm not going to stay together with nobody. It's not going to happen. I've come to terms with that. It's relationships right now are not
good. Why do you think that?
Because, bro, this generation is just fucked. Like, nobody can stay with one person. Nobody can talk to one person. I can't talk to just one person. I'm shy, but I like to meet people.
So,
I like to meet other girls. I like to meet other, like, you know?
So,
I'm not, I know I'm not
so
going to talk to
one person.
So,
you want an open relationship, is what I'm hearing.
Not so much an open relationship, just I don't want one right now, but if when I do get one, like I'm gonna try to make it
okay.
One, you know, that's why I'm waiting. Like I'm 19 years old, I'm not gonna, like, my plan is like not date until like my 20s.
Oh wow,
and stuff like
you're
that.
Waiting.
I might say like no listen though, I might say that she's hot and I want to date her and all that stuff, but nah, bro. Like, I know, I see myself not even talking to this person, or not even if I do, not going anywhere with that person.
How far do you see yourself going with old girl?
It isn't.
Really?
Nowhere.
Not even like
a
handhold, a kiss, a date, like.
No, nowhere. I've come to terms with that. So, you know, it just really doesn't matter to me.
I mean, test your luck. You never know.
I already did once.
But you texted the wrong person.
I mean,
you gotta shoot your shot directly, like at her, like shoot that shot, like.
I was taking my time, bro.
You gotta like just.
Because girls, apparently girls get intimidated when you, like, you're not intimidated, but like they get like freaked out whenever you're up front. So, I like changed it. So I tried approaching slowly. And so, I guess that didn't work either. So I just like stopped. Like, I just want to meet somebody that I, like, vibe with. I know that sounds cliche, but that's what I'm looking for. Because I can't talk to just anybody like that. Because, like, even you, like, aside from this, I'm a douchebag to you. But that's just how I am.
Well, you're not,
like, I just play around
really
like that.
A douchebag, so, though.
I know. I just play around like that. I'm not actually, I don't well, actually
I would hope all not.
No. No, bro. It's just, like, that's just how I am. So I just want to like meet somebody that is like, it's like that. They can take jokes and like, it's just fun to be around. I don't want to be around no fucking boring ass, not talking, fucking just dry ass person.
Like,
fuck that. That's boring.
Like, old girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Damn. I mean, bro. Yes. Yes, bro. Yeah, like, no, I stay away from
her conversations.
Stay away from
be so dry. I'm not gonna name drop anything, but like, she dry as fuck. I don't like her. I'm gonna be upfront. I do not like her. It's not that she's anything bad to me. It's
I don't
just
know,
that,
bro.
That. Nah, homie. Mm-hmm.
I tried though. Yeah. I did try.
Well, so, how like long for you is but like it, the talking stage? Is it like?
It's different for girls. I can already tell you. I can already tell.
I think me and Terrell maybe talk for like a month. Maybe. Around there. Maybe a little less. Yeah.
Talked or talked?
God, I don't know.
Like, talk like homies at first? Or like, talked as like, you know?
Like you're trying to be something.
I think you were like trying to get to know each other. For real.
I'm gonna be completely honest with both of you. Y'all both don't talk at all sometimes. Y'all can be like quiet. So how did y'all work that out?
Alyssa and Terrell.
Terrell and Alyssa are similar because
Alyssa's
they're both
not
quiet.
Yes,
they're both pretty quiet though. That's what I'm trying to say. How did y'all get through that?
I don't know. I guess it was kinda awkward at first. We didn't really talk to each other and then like we spent all our time together. You know, like when I was babysitting at that one house, he would stay the night all the time. So we spent like all our time together.
That's cute.
And I guess it just kind of grew.
Did that make y'all talk or did it lead up to talking?
I don't think it like made us talk, but like we just kind of got to talking because that was like, we're the only two people there, you know?
The only thing to do?
Yeah. I mean, I was babysitting kids or whatever.
I'm just playing.
Oh my god, Andrew.
See, like, that's how I am, bro. No, I'm just playing though. No, but yeah, you guys are a cute couple. I hope y'all stay together. Y'all need to give me a
I was actually
message.
Surprised when y'all started dating.
I wasn't.
Well, one, because I haven't seen them interact with each other, and two, I just couldn't see y'all together. Well, mainly because I don't know, because like,
why?
I never talked to Terrell before, and I've only known Alyssa.
They're both the same person.
Yeah,
they're the
I
same
never
person.
I talked to Terrell before either. I always knew.
They're the same
it,
person. But... They're both laid back.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty similar.
They're both as just. Yeah, you're both just laid back and just like quiet and like.
Yeah. We kind of work like that.
Alyssa's really quiet around Terrell.
I'm quiet.
Yeah,
around
I one time I got in the car with y'all. It was when Israel didn't even come out with his little fake ass.
Oh, I think I was either mad or something.
No, like, I don't know. And then, like, Terrell got out the car and went in the house. I got in the front seat. And he was like, hey, bitch! Like, all happy and shit. I was like,
Yeah, because I think I was mad. I think I was upset.
Upset?
Yeah. Or I was annoyed or something. I don't know. I know it was something. That's why.
That Terrell did?
No, I don't think it. I don't know. I don't think it was really something Terrell did.
Do you think healthy relationships have its fair share of fights? Not like serious fights, but like little scuffles or things like that that annoys you that they do? Yeah.
Don't make her cry.
Oh my god, please don't cry. I'd feel so bad.
Cry on air. Like, oh, that's all I have time for.
And wow.
He just starts bawling.
I feel so bad. I'd be like, oh my god, what did I do?
Oh my god. Oh, hey, that's another topic. I hate when people cry in front of me. Because it's so awkward. I'm like, bro, shut up. See, okay. Like, stop. Because then I get sad. I'm like, oh, stop.
You might not remember this. I think it was junior year. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what my emotions were doing that day. But I remember somebody said, I was standing in our friend group. Somebody asked if I was okay. And I just started bawling and I walked away. And like, it's not that I didn't want to cry in front of y'all. It's just awkward because I don't go to my friends to cry, like you guys specifically to cry. I go to y'all for like happy shit. And it was just weird to cry in front of y'all. I'm like, nah, I gotta leave.
I get so uncomfortable when people cry in front of me. Cause it's like, what? If, and then like, what if the ugly crying? Like, dude.
I'm a compassionate person. But if you bawl your eyes out in front of me, I don't know what to do. I'm patting your back like you're a dog. I'm like, oh my god, it'll be okay. Like, I don't know what to do. It's awkward.
I don't know, bro. It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't.
And like,
especially if you're not, like, if you don't know what's wrong with them.
But I just can't bring myself to like be as sad as them in that moment. You know what I mean? Ooh, like my friend's brother died, and I was like, oh, that's sad. But I can't really relate to that, so I'm just sitting there all awkwardly, all like trying to be sad while they're crying. I'm like. It's fine. You'll be fine.
Every time I listen to like every time I talk about this, it takes me back to this one dude. And I don't know if he's ever gonna hear this. I don't care. But unless you remember Kenny,
who?
Yes.
Kenny, my friend Kenny Jones.
Oh, shit. I remember. Oh, I had the biggest crush on him.
I felt so bad for him one time because we were on the bus to Eastside, and I was laughing with the other Kenny Hill. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing with him. I turned around. This dude was just laying his head on the window. I was like, bro. And I saw him crying. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong? That's not funny, bro. I don't know what to say. That's not like, funny.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not laughing at him or him crying or what he was crying about. It's just awkward. And
I just didn't know what to say. I was like, bro, what's wrong? Like, dude, like, don't
see,
cry.
I don't ask my friends what's wrong. I just look at
them. I did, like, bro. I was like, dude, what's up?
Okay, they're crying, and I just look away like I ain't seen nothing. Yeah.
You walk away?
It's awkward.
It's just, you don't know what to do. And especially like me, bro. I always take stuff as a joke. I don't know how to react when stuff like that happens. Because I'm just that person. I kill shit. I kill, like, the mood for shit. So, like, when people cry, I try to, like, lighten the mood with, like, jokes and stuff.
My friend cried make it worse because, like, her boyfriend broke up with her. And I don't know if I've never been in love that much to where somebody's action of them breaking up with me affected me. Because normally I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. And have you ever felt that, like, cried because somebody broke up with you? I've never felt that. And I've never, I've never felt that.
Not really.
At all.
I've never gotten broken up with.
I have multiple times.
I've broken up with all of my exes.
The only ex I've broken up with.
No, yeah.
I'm not going. No, do not name a name.
No. Yeah, no, I know. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, that's the only ex I've broken up with. And you know what? I will say, I had a good time with her. She was an amazing girlfriend. But I think for myself, I just wasn't comfortable as I am now.
Yeah.
No.
Are you going to talk to that girl?
Brianna? Or, yeah.
Yeah.
I might.
Do it, bro.
I was like, see you. Who's that?
You're like,
she was cute.
Damn. That's what I said every time that girl walked to, that walked into my class every morning. Like, damn, who's that?
Okay, I know who.
she's really cold, but I don't care.
She has really pretty eyes.
She has really pretty everything.
Shoot your shot.
Hell no.
Well,
hell no.
Why not try? Like, what did she say?
Like, what do you have to lose? Your self-respect is gone.
Listen.
Where's your dignity? Because it's not on you. You might as well.
Oh. You're going to embarrass me like that?
Plus, she's, like, really nice, so she'd probably just let you down, like, super easy if she said no.
See, that's the thing, bro. I'd rather just not.
But like, there's a chance of her saying yes or it being the literal same.
Exactly. Like, shoot your shot. Do you know how many times I've shot my shot and got denied every single fucking time? Every single fucking time. But that's on me because all my crushes were straight and still are straight. You know what? But like, it's fine.
That's the thing, though, bro. Sometimes I just don't know how to talk to a certain girl, and then sometimes I just don't know what to say.
One thing I will say to you, do not text them while you're drunk. Because, yo, dumbass, you were about to text her. Hey, bitch. Like, what? That's not going to get you the response that you wanted. Because you said, hey, bitch. Exactly.
It's going to get me blocked. It's going to get reported. Hey, everybody stay away from this guy. That's another thing. I need to stop drinking, bro.
Shoot your shot at her, though.
Maybe
I'll shoot
one
it
day.
For you.
I'll move countries. I'll go back to Mexico if you do that.
Are you from Mexico?
No. I was born here. I'm half Puerto Rican.
I've never dated. Sorry. No, that was such an awkward, like, silence. I didn't know what to say to that. But I've never dated an Asian before. I've dated Black, White, and Hispanic. I've never dated an Asian.
I've never dated an Arab. I want to date an Arab so bad.
Which ones are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, the hijab-wearing ones or the thick ones?
The ones...
Look at you being all multicultural. Alyssa... I think what surprised me most about you dating Terrell was because he was Black. I can never see you dating a Black guy. I think that's why. Because I feel like...
For real?
Terrell's not Black, bro.
Strictly white.
Terrell's not Black.
I didn't know. Because all your exes were like white. And I didn't really know.
White and female.
Okay, true.
Why and female? What?
Her exes.
Oh. Terrell's not Black, bro. That dude is a different everything. He's just weird.
He is a gorgeous human being.
I love him, though. He didn't like me in middle school.
Really?
He just didn't talk. I tried to talk to him in middle school. He was just like, bro, back off. I'm like, all
right. I didn't become friends with anybody from middle school till high school. Why?
I didn't like you in middle school right now. I'm going to be straight up with you. Because, bro. No, I just saw how the way you talked. Like,
wow.
What's up, bro?
Like,
put him on.
Wow. What changed?
I don't know. Nah, let's see. I was going to talk to you in English class, but I was already quiet in that class, and I only talked to Zach, my friend. So, and you talked to everybody else.
I did not. Well, I was going to say I didn't talk to everybody, but I kind of did.
You talk to our
Miss Cole. Oh my god, that is my bitch. I love her. Like, I would just walk into her. Like, I could walk into any of her classes and she would not even care. I would sit behind her desk. She would not care. That was my bitch. I loved her.
I hate her, bro. She thought I cheated on the final. She thought I cheated because I got a 3. She even told, word for word, she was like, I don't know how y'all passed.
LMAO. That is
That's exactly what she said. That's exactly what she said. Zach can vouch. That's exactly what she said.
What, like,
she thought,
like,
I cheated.
What tripped me out was, like, the first day back in the class, like, for the second semester when I got transferred, she called all y'all out for cheating and how y'all cheated. I was like, what the fuck did this class do? Because she called everybody out for cheating.
She called us out. She called me out for not doing anything.
Called everybody out.
She called me out for failing.
And, like, she told our B-Day class when I was in the class with Alyssa that, like, her other class cheated. But I didn't know which class until I, like, entered the 8A class. And she was like, y'all cheated. I'm like, what the fuck?
I hate her, bro. One time, she hunted me down because I was going to
I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Like, I love Miss Cole. I love her.
Speaking of that, bro. One time, it was me and Zach. We were hanging out. And we... it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And we texted Miss Cole. I was like, hey, can we go to your wedding? And then the next day, she was like, that's a weird thing to think about at 2 o'clock in the morning. We were dying off that text message.
Like,
she said, that's a weird thing to be thinking about at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, I'm tempted to text her and be like, hey, can I have my invite? Because, you know, I'm your favorite.
I feel like she would invite you, well, and duh, not me.
Plus, like, I actually gave her conversation. Her, like, y'all never talked to her. Like,
I
bro,
when you left her class, bro. We didn't do like, nothing to her.
Our class was so fucking quiet. Oh, was it, Alyssa? You were the only one that
I've been meaning to visit, but I would have choir that block, and I couldn't just, like, skip the class.
Fuck choir.
Like, in all honesty, I loved choir, but I probably would have wanted to stay in the English class and keep my A1 block as a open, because I was, like, a guidance aid.
Mm-hmm. You were in choir? Well, you can sing?
Duh. Yeah.
Can you really?
No, I'm not going to sing for you. You can choke.
Why not? What? Why? What did I do?
You're just breathing. That's what you did.
We were doing so well.
Oh my God. So, like, recently, you know, I just realized. This is supposed to be about cheating. And we're having so many side conversations that I'm really just going to name this podcast random.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Like, I'm just going
to
name it random things, honestly, at this point. Because we cannot stay on a topic.
Bro, there's nothing to say about cheating. It's bad. People think it's bad. I think it's... I don't care about it. It doesn't matter. And people think it's horrible. People think I'm an asshole.
Okay, all those things are true. But like I was going to say before, like, I went to that... recently, a new I don't know how big y'all are on Starbucks or drinking Starbucks, but there's a Ariana Grande inspired Starbucks drink out. It's called iced caramel macchiato, iced caramel cloud macchiato. Get it in cinnamon.
Is it like $15?
I don't know, but I want it because it looks delicious, and I heard it's like really, really sweet, and I'm like, I'm all there for some sweet coffee because I hate bitter tasting coffee.
What does it have to do with Ariana Grande, though? Like, how is it inspired by her? How did she have any contribution to it?
Like, she, like, I don't know. It's just a collaboration between Ariana Grande and Starbucks. And plus, like, her things are, like, clouds. And it's literally in the name, Cloud Macchiato. So, I know. That's but stupid. You know what? I'm still going to try it.
I wonder if Michael's GTA.
I work 8 to 2 tomorrow. I get off at 2 o'clock really? Though. Normally I get off at 4.
I work from 7 to 6.
Yeah, okay. My job.
Ew. I was trying to work with Alyssa to count God. Drugs.
Do it.
But
Israel, you should do it.
I don't think they'll hire me.
Why not?
Because you already have the position.
Huh?
Because you already have the position.
He hires a bunch of people. We just got, like, 3 people.
I'm gonna go. Who's the guy?
My manager? The pharmacist?
What's his name? Yeah, the guy. Yeah.
His name's Travis.
Is he single?
Is he's married what? And he's having a kid, but he's a
is he young? Oh, he's 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks young though.
And that's what happened to Brianna. Huh?
Like I said, I can have best of both worlds. Calm down. No.
He's married and he's having a baby.
Okay, what's that gotta do with me? I'm not having a baby.
His
wife. Well, you're over here preaching about cheating is bad. Are you going to make him cheat on you with you? He's on a grown ass man.
He can deal with the repercussions of his own decisions. I'm joking.
I'm joking. Are you going to preach about something you're about to do?
This is a sponsor. This is not a sponsored ad. I do not condone cheating or home wrecking because that is not what I'm about or what I am. Okay, continue.
Home wrecking?
Oh, yeah, well, my friend was almost a home wrecker.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This girl was 2 years deep with her boyfriend.
Israel, no. Stop. Why would you do that?
But that was in Mexico, so she literally has no idea who I am. I told her my name was, like, some Mexican.
You probably said Pablo.
I lie about my name.
You Pablo.
Huh? I lie about my name in Mexico. Why? Because, bro, I think y'all look me up on, like, Facebook or some Mexican-ass thing. Oh, they're going to find me.
Would you ever do a reality TV show? I would. I definitely would. If it means getting more exposure and people knowing my name, I'm definitely all about it. As long as it's in the good, in the right lighting. Like, I'm not made out to be the villain.
But,
okay, mean. I'm not mean. I'm just real. Like,
What were you and Michael saying to each other?
I was telling him how much I love him. Yep.
Oh, really? Didn't you say that you wanted him to get the most incurable disease on the planet?
I said what I said. I said
really
what I said.
You should have started the podcast while you were playing with Michael.
I don't recall playing with Michael today. I need to.
Oh, really?
No, stop. Don't pull him out. Oh, God.
No, but yeah.
No, it's not. Cheating is okay. No.
That was not a takeaway from this conversation.
Yeah, cheating is not okay under any circumstances of the name.
No, I'm joking. You it's not, bro.
I feel like in the back of your head, you're like, it's okay.
Dude, it's because, like, I haven't even done it. You act like I've done it like 15,000 times.
With her sister.
Yeah, bro. And it wasn't even that serious.
With her sister, Israel. With her sister. And that's not bad. That's like the you know.
Fine.
That's like the Tristan. It is. Like Thompson and Jordan thing. You're Tristan. Jordan is the person you cheated on. And Chloe's the person. Wait. Jordan's the person you cheated with. Chloe's the person you cheated on. So it's like the same freaking scenario.
Have you cheated? Have you been cheated on?
Almost all my exes, yeah.
Have you gotten to ask the person why they cheated?
No, but I feel like it's because, like, I'm.
Hey, listen, I know why, though. If you got to ask the person who cheated on you why they cheated, what do you think their response would be? Honest.
It's me personally, I don't put my all into relationships, meaning I don't trust them. So my guard's always up. And if your guard's always up, you cannot develop that strong bond that most couples or, you know, whatever have. You know what I mean? And it's not, I mean, it's my fault. Because I don't.
It's your fault that they cheated?
Yeah. Well, I want to say it's my fault because I cheated. Because, like.
Don't say that because then you're just, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. Because I feel like if I was more affectionate towards them, I don't think that they would cheat. But since they think that I'm not being as affectionate person, then.
All right, fine. Since we're on the topic of cheating. Let's hear what the people that have been cheated on have to say about it. Let's switch the roles.
What do you want to know?
Switch
about
the roles.
It?
Like, Okay. Okay, that's the first question. What do you think the other person would say if they cheated? Okay. What do you think in the relationship makes them, or not makes them, like, causes them to want to talk to other people?
Okay, so, okay, listen.
Like, things get stale?
Stale.
What'd you say?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, stale? Things get stale, like, stagnant. Like, nothing changes. It's always the same routine. There's no, like, shaking it up. It's like, they have to go somewhere else to find excitement.
Do you think that in the beginning of a relationship, it's all, like, fun and games and that, like, oh, I love you and all that stuff? And then as, like, time goes on, you realize that that person is not meant for you. So, I'm not saying that that's, like, you guys' case. Here's the thing, that
love's
not a
feeling. Love is something that you build on every single day. Like, the movies where it's, like, love at first sight. Yes, that can be a thing, but that shouldn't be the only thing that's keeping you together. You have to build that love over time. You can't just expect feeling and attraction to last.
Do you think that? Do you think it's a stimulant?
Probably, yeah.
That can die down, can it?
Causes cheating.
Exactly. That contributes.
But
exactly.
If you're not feeling it anymore, you should break up with them instead of, like, finding someone else. Like, in that relationship. Because you know it's just going to hurt them. So, like, why even just break up with them?
Well, like,
is that what you're saying? Is that what we're talking about?
This is, like, basically trying to figure out where we are.
Honestly, like, why do you have to cheat? Like, are you, like, can you not be, like, by yourself? You have to be one relationship right to the other?
That's what rebounds are. Like, that's where the topic of rebounds come in.
I was going to say, I feel like all my exes have been rebounds. Only because, like, I have, like, a long list of exes.
God.
Okay, it's really bad. But I have, like, a really long list of exes because I don't feel, like, emotional connection to them. So, because I don't really cry over them. I just move on to the next. And I go into relationships really quickly.
Okay, keep that thought. So, you're saying that you jump into relationships that you have no emotional attached to?
Well,
to that person?
Well, I do at the time.
What are you dating
them
for?
Okay, I'm attracted to you. Let's date. And then after that, it burns out. And I'm like, oh, crap.
I used to do that all the time. Like, freshman year, I dated, like, Andrew or something. And he would always give me attention. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, I really like this guy. And then, like, we dated for, like, a week. And I was like, I really don't fuck with him. It's like, I don't know. Maybe the title makes it more, like, something that it's not.
Yeah.
Whoa, that messed with my mind a little bit. What did you say? I'm trying to comp. What? Say it again. The title makes it something that
it's not.
The
title makes it more of something than it that it's not. Like,
whoa.
That is deep.
That was good. Whoa. That was a good one. That should be the title of this. That was good. Good job.
But wait, with the cheating thing, a lot of it was, like, with communication. Like, I've heard that from other people talking about why they would reach out to other girls or whatever is because they don't have, like, good communication within their relationship.
But then, like,
so communication.
So
they're
looking
for
something else
to find
it.
Why don't they just, like, tell them, like, hey, we're not communicating. Let's communicate more.
I mean, yeah. With my friend,
what's that gonna do? You guys are not gonna talk about anything besides why you're not communicating.
Well, no.
That's gonna turn into a fight.
Yeah. Well,
you guys are gonna get mad at each other.
It's kind of hard to bring that kind of stuff up because then it's like, well, you don't communicate either, or whatever. You know, it's
See, exactly. That's why people have to, like, at the first sight where, like, there's no communication, boom, talk about it. Don't just wait and, like, let it drag on because that's where that conversation
people
comes
should
in
just be honest with,
like,
the other person.
You're not communicating either. Versus if they would have did it early on, it's like, okay, you're right. I'm not communicating with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why people shouldn't sugarcoat themselves in the beginning of relationships.
True.
Yeah.
Don't be fake.
But if you, like, present your true selves.
Being nice and being fake is two different things. You can be nice at the beginning of a relationship and keep that going, but acting like a nice person in the beginning, then acting like a douchebag into, like, towards the, like, middle of the relationship, that's
like half
that's
the guys
who you really are.
World. That's like half the guys in the world. Like, literally.
Exactly, bro.
Oh,
that's me.
God, Israel.
Dude, that's me with the wrong. Because I'm telling you, I'm never gonna. I don't. I don't plan on finding someone that I'm going to stay with right now. That's what I've, like, I've been having had a girlfriend for, like, months. And I'm hoping it's going to, I'm hoping I last.
See, like, I'm the complete opposite of you. Like, I want that. Like, I want that type of love that movies have or that movies portray.
Movies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that movies portray. Like I want that type of love. Like, it's like the opposite of what you want. Because it all looks
just, like, happy and everything.
Yeah.
Don't you think being happy forever is going to get boring?
That's where, like, they don't show, like, the full effect of, like...
Don't you think, like, fighting and drama is, like, the spice to a relationship?
I wouldn't say spice, but it definitely...
It's needed sometimes.
Can I spice you, right? It just needs a mix of everything.
Because a perfect relationship isn't the best relationship. Like...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, because what if it's, like, perfect for so long, and then something, like, really fucked up happens? Like, how they're not going to know how to get through that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You have to go through a lot of messed up things to know how to, like, work them out over time.
Yeah.
So, you don't want a really perfect relationship. You want a fucked up relationship.
Well,
in your own fucked up way. In your own fucked up way.
To a point, I guess. Like, not, like, fighting constantly every day or, like, all the time. But, like, little fights here and there.
Reasonable things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not cheating.
If you got cheated on, would you leave once they cheated on you?
If I got cheated on, I've been cheated on.
Or would you stay with them?
No, I didn't.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave. No.
Oh.
I've been cheated on. I stayed
and we dated, for a year and 5 months.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
Well, I mean, I didn't leave either.
Oh. Dang, y'all. Y'all trying to fix y'all's life. I left. Because, like, if they...
I would get...
Because, like, if they cared about me enough, or if they loved me how they said they did, they wouldn't have cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't have let another person entertain their attention.
The first impression you get of a person you're trying to get with is never the actual person, dude. Everybody's always going to put on a show. It's never going to be... Because nobody has the courage to be themselves.
I do. I'm a nerd. Let's I'm a jerk. Like, you got to own that shit.
You're telling me you're going to go up to your crush and just call like a bitch. It's like, hey, what's up, bitch?
I wouldn't call my crush a bitch because...
But that's how you talk to your friends, don't you?
Yeah, but like, that's not how I would talk to somebody I'm trying to get into a relationship with or I am in a relationship with. I wouldn't talk to them like that.
But don't you have to be friends with them first? Well, not have to be, but, like, in that sort of...
I mean, cordial? You
know, way?
Yes, friends, no. Because, like, you're working to... Well, I guess, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You said it was going to be 10 minutes.
I know, it's like 48. It's mostly about random stuff, though. Because we cannot stick to a topic for shit. Like...
You act like a podcast is like the same thing the whole time.
I don't know what I was expecting to, like, go into it, like a topic in an episode, when it's mostly just ranting or you're just talking about something and, like...
We did podcasts, like, at Eastside, and it's kind of like... It'd be like...
Oh, my God, I hated Eastside. Sorry, go ahead.
We did a podcast unit or whatever, and it was like it'd be about the like there'd be that main topic, but then there'd be a bunch of like branching out topics that are all kind of related to the same things, like the cheating scandal, and then what we were talking about like just right now and everything about relationships. Like that'd be right, I guess. Yeah.
What should I name this podcast?
What she said. What Alyssa said.
I forgot what she said.
No. No.
That's not good. I can listen to what she said.
That was good. That was legit a title, dude. I was like, damn, that fucked my head up. Arnez, what's going to be your outro?
I already have it.
What is it? All right, guys, that's all I have time for.
It's not even an outro. It's just a song. I have an intro song, outro song, and before the episode, It's that my little, like, it goes intro song, and then, like, my little thing is, hi, I'm Nez, and you're listening to Sure of Myself. And boom, episode, you know?
Boom. Dang. I'm going to be, I'm the first person to be on the most famous podcast.
Oh my God, bye. Like, I've listened to podcasts, and I've listened to some that flopped, and I've listened to some that were, they sounded like they would flop by, like, what they would say, like, the context. But they're really not flopping. Uh-huh. They're bopping nowadays. I'm like, okay.
I mean, that's how most people start.
I don't know. I just want to be successful from jump. And I guess that's just my ambitious side of me, you know? I've always been ambitious.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be the downfall for me. Because I always want everything to be good and better. Like,
you have to come to terms, like, that you're not going to get whatever you want in life.
I'm a perfectionist as well. If it's not perfect, then I'm not going to do it. Like, why do you think it took so long for me to put out my first podcast? Because it wasn't perfect for me, and I didn't want to do it.
This isn't perfect.
Yeah, but it's less awkward than doing it by myself, so I'm okay with it.
You're going to do one by yourself someday.
When I get more comfortable and I don't hate my voice.
I mean, everybody hits their voice. Yeah, but my voice is
high. And today, oh my God. Okay, so today I was at work, right? And I was doing drive-through. And I love the people, bless their hearts. But when I tell you, these people kept calling me ma'am, I was like, oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when they saw me, they were like, oh, my bad. I'm like, yeah, you're bad. Like, I had a guy, he came to the drive-thru window. I handed him his food. I said, here you go. He said, thank you, ma'am. He looked at me and was like, oh, my bad, sir. I was like, dude.
You should go there. Hello, welcome to so-and-so. Can I take your order?
And at this point, I figured when people are in drive-thru, they treat a girl nicer than they do a guy. So I play with that. I'm like,
that's right? Not fair, but, bro.
Like, it just happens because they, yeah. So I'm like, hi, welcome to Wendy's. What can I get for you today? Like, all, like, hyper preppy. You know what I mean?
It's like, hi, ma'am.
I'm like, will that be all for you today? All right. Would you like to add a cookie for 99 cents? Okay. Pull a wrap.
99 cents? That sounds pretty good. Pull a wrap
for your total, please.
Dude, I'm hungry. I'm pretty hungry, dude.
Do you want food?
Seriously?
Do you want to go
get food? Oh my God, Alyssa, why do y'all want to go get food when I'm not there?
Bro, when are you coming back?
I don't know.
I'll take you to go get food if you want.
Dude.
Alyssa's a real friend. Like, she hung out with me when my mom left me in the cold for hours, and we went to, like...
Oh my God, what? You just out of your mom like that?
It was when it was like no bad-ish. It was like when I came home, my mom didn't know I was coming home, so I was coming to surprise her. But lo and behold, she was at a funeral, so I was sitting outside for like 2 hours. And then Alyssa came and got me, and we hung out.
I don't know what I want, though.
Why doesn't Michael talk in the group chat? Does he?
He texted y'all, said that GTA was done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Oh. Are we gonna play our next?
Yep.
All right, guys, this is all we have time for.
Oh my God.
Make sure to subscribe to
myself. See you next time. Bye.
All right, bye.